You know, it's easy to look for recognition. It's not always easy to get recognition, and unless you're ready to make a very fool of yourself, in which case it's really easy to get recognition. But it's a far more profound thing to consider when we don't have recognition, the value of the actions that we do. And I'll give you the easiest example I know. I love my father. He's wonderful and a great example of my life. He works very hard. He really does, and he does a lot for his family. It's even more incredible when my father puts in the time and the effort at home to see things manifested. Well, one Christmas, I don't remember what day Christmas fell on, but it fell within a convenient time when my dad took a few days off, so he was home the whole week between Christmas and a few vacation days. He was home the whole week. And I still remember one morning I got up and I was looking at things and all of the laundry was clean and folded, but it was folded weird. Like, my mother folds laundry all the time, but it was folded weird. Like, everything was folded wrong. And I said something, I said, who folded the laundry? This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And my father looked up and said, I did. I was like, well, you did it wrong. You know, I don't recognize the fact that I have clean folded laundry that appeared at my door. I'm instead critical of the fact that it's folded differently than how I'm used to. Later that very day, I went downstairs. I was on my way through the dining room onto the living room that was attached to it, and I slipped and fell. And as I fell, I caught my arm on the back of one of the chairs, and I had this horrendous, it's like an 8-inch bruise on the inside of my armpit where I fell and caught the inside of the chair. And of course, I ran over. It was one of those strange moments, like you see someone walking, and then suddenly I was on the ground very quickly, and there was just not a lot of time in between. It was just kind of horrifying. And of course, then everyone's asking, well, how did that happen? And I said, I don't know. I was just walking, and I had no socks on, but I had no idea. Then my mother kind of started to laugh. My dad looked at my mother and he said, no, don't even mention me. My father had just waxed the floor for the first time in 7 years. And I, of course, had immediately taken the moment to fall and destroy the inside of my arm in the process. Just a few moments later, my father had made breakfast for all of us, and sure enough, half of us couldn't eat it because he had added ingredients to all of it so that we were allergic to it. It was kind of a miserable failure moment. It was very frustrating because my dad had tried to make things easier. He had washed the floor and then he'd gone on to wax it. He had done laundry and then he'd made breakfast. And instead, I was ungrateful for the laundry. I had hurt myself in the process of getting the floor waxed and I couldn't eat breakfast. It was just kind of one of those miserable moments where the investment was there. My father had done great, great things. And yet somehow, none of them really appreciated the recognition that they really should have. And it's such a curious thing, but it's such a beautiful thing. If we look at the Beatitudes, what we see is something that's not necessarily so very far off. How often do you know people who are going to get recognized and hailed for being meek or being poor in spirit? How often do you know people will actually be encouraged because they're mourning? Or actually rewarded because they want righteousness? Sometimes we have rewards for people who show mercy, but I assure you they're far in between. And it's not often that we get to hail peacemakers who are clean of heart. Quite the contrary, we recognize people whose actions are very obvious to us. They can show great strides in their fields and we'll give them Nobel Prizes. If they show great accomplishments, we can give them awards and have events for them. But to judge someone's heart, that they might be meek, to know that they're clean of heart, to know that they're actually peacemakers, to understand someone's mercy, or to know that they are in fact poor in spirit, that requires knowing something about them that's not visible from their outside actions. It requires being able to recognize something about them that far and away exceeds what we might actually know about their public life. Fascinatingly enough, when Christ got up and he gave us the Beatitudes, what it showed us is that we might not know the interior life of a person, and it is exactly for that interior life which receives no earthly recognition that actually offers the greatest possibility of reward for what it is we're called to do. Curiously enough, Jesus isn't actually the place where this starts. I love that Jesus offered it in very clear terms, but the prophet Zephaniah actually warned us of this. He said, "I will leave you, people, and they will be humble and lowly. And they'll do no wrong, and they'll speak no lies, and they will not deceive. But they are the ones who seek the Lord." Curiously enough, as we begin Catholic Schools Week, we begin with the great joy of knowing that we'll enter into Catholic Schools Week. But we enter in with a very curious message. And it's not the fanfare. It's not our ability to announce our good deeds that really rewards. It's not in our ability to have great recognition that is our greatest achievement. But our dedication to a good heart, a pure life, a clean interior, that actually reveals the greatest rewards in the life of God, despite the fact that they might not ever receive any recognition here on earth. So this week I want to challenge you to not look for limelight, to not seek recognition, to not chase after those things that give us rewards, but rather, like the Beatitudes encourage us and remind us, to do the things that we know will be righteous in the sight of God, even if no one here on earth ever knows about them.